Brown refrigerator. You don't have to understand it, but you will carry it anyway. Like that couple whose baby died. When they had to move to another state, they took the baby from the years-long ground and brought her with them. They did this again a second time, their memory always tied to its embodiment, new burials for an old grief. In a short film I once saw, ants lifted away the silver and gold confetti from a party, making a trail of suns and moons on the floor. The filmmaker must have put something sweet on the circles, like a painter dabbing little points of white paint to give highlights to an eyeball. Some of the recipes that a friend of mine keeps making go so far back in her family that the recipes are like snapshots of villages and forests, mountains and falling snow. Apples and trout rise up into the night's constellations, a dark without yellow stars. What I remember of childhood sometimes comes down to the brown refrigerator in our house. Its chrome handle was always angry with static, so that now, when I reach for the doorknob or the gas pump, the sharp charge on my fingers is childhood calling its child back.